Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 477 for Tuesday, January 8th, The Quippet. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with TTTT, not to tell the truth, but Turn the Table Tuesday.
I'm sure there's something to
find some crap to share.
Oh, look, some crap.
Dick says, let's fork away. It's Turn the Table Tuesday.
Hello, Dick. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm a little dusty from being under the desk, but I think I found something.
Okay. Very good. What is it?
Actually, it's a website, but it's a website you can use with your cell phone, your camera phone.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. It's you can look at it. It's Quippit. Q-I-P-I-T.
Q-U-I-P.
Not Q-U. No. You see, the teachers taught you well. Those nuns burned it in your brain that after Q comes U, but not in this case. Q-I-P-I-T. Quippit. Quippit.
Quippit.
.com? .com.
Q-I-T-I-T?
Q-I... No, that's Kittit. This is Quippit. Q-I-P as in Paul.
Oh, Q-I-P-I-T. Okay.
Q-I-P as in Paul. I-T as in Tom.
.com.
I could see a problem with this product right away.
Yeah.
It's what? Quippit. Quippit. Quippit.
Oh, I got it. Yeah,
so
okay.
Here's the idea. It's for use with your...
This
is for using with your camera phone. Or you could use it with any camera, but it's most convenient with the camera phone. How many times have you... Well, maybe not you, but have you been in a meeting where there's a whiteboard and you want to save the whiteboard? You take a picture...
Oh, I belong to that group. Save the whiteboards.
Save the whiteboards. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I get to them every month.
Yes. STW. You take a picture of the whiteboard, but you can't really use it because you can't read it. So here's what, this is very cool. It's free.
Okay. I like it already.
You email it, you take a picture of it and you send it to Quippit and they turn it into a crisp readable document, not only an image that they'll send back to your cell phone, but also a PDF that you can then circulate as a document of your meeting. You could do this with handwritten notes, with printed documents. It doesn't turn it into text. Now, don't get me wrong on that, but it just processes it and makes it very easy to see. Now, you can try it right now. Just take a picture with your phone and send it to copy@quippit.com, and then you get a link, and then you'll have an account at that point in which you start saving your Quippits.
Now, you know what I heard, and this is why I think there's been a lot of security leaks, that to save money, the government, the FBI has been using this. And I don't think that's a good idea.
Probably shouldn't use it on a secure server.
Exactly. I don't think it's a good idea to get secret documents.
No, not. That's because they're so legible. you really don't want to do
that. They said, we were spending like $100,000 to have these guys decipher these things. We found that at Quippit, we could just do it for free.
It's kind of amazing. You should really try it. And then once you have it, you can email the PDF. You could put it on your blog. They actually, it's kind of cool. They have a blog it button. It's just and it's free. It's just a nice little addition to your camera phone. You know, camera phones have been around a while. And if you remember when they first came out, there were the Moblogs and everybody was taking pictures of their camera phone and posting them on their blog.
Yes.
You know, after a while, it's like, okay, now what? Now what do I do? Because it's not a very good image. You know, I'm not going to really put this in my photo album. Well, this is a really useful use for it. So,
and Leo, how long is the turnaround time?
It's almost instant. It's very quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't work with all phones, but it works with almost every phone. It works pretty much with every phone out there. If you go to the website, you can select your carrier or your phone, and you can see if they support it. But for instance, so I'm selecting RIM. And it supports BlackBerry Pearl. It actually supports my Curve as well. And so you can just send these off. And it's really, really cool. really, really cool. Now, the better the camera, the better this is going to look. So if you have a you know, a Nokia N95 or a phone with 2 or 3 megapixel, really good quality camera, you're going to get some great. This is going to really work well. And you don't have to create an account the first time. You just send them an email, and then you can create the account when you get to the website. So if it, just remember that we mentioned this. And then when the time comes that you need to share a whiteboard. Or you know what? Students are using this to take pictures of their notes. In fact, if you go to their blog, blog.quipit.com, you'll see an example of some text notes. And then Quipit turned into Quipit, and it's so much easier to read. Wow. A great way to store as a student to store your notes.
I like it. Now, how do they make their money?
You know, I don't know.
They're like one of those, Plus.
There may be, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. It's possible they have a deal with the cell phone carriers because, of course, it uses cell phone technology. And it may be that they just want to show some show ads on the site at some point. They don't right now, but that might be a way to get some revenue on it, too. But I'll tell you what. I mean, it's not an expensive thing for them to do, but it's very handy. Plus, you have this Quipit. You have your Quipit page where all your notes are stored, so it makes it very easy.
Yeah, I'm looking here. That's pretty nifty.
This is actually a fairly sophisticated technology, realized 3D technology that converts it. So there you go, Quipit. Actually, you know, I think that may be part of this because Realize 3D owns this, and it may be that this is a way of them getting more people to know about the technology that they can use for capturing this stuff. That's probably what it is.
The before and after. It's very clever.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
Very nice.
QIPIT.com. We haven't done a website before, but I thought since this works with your gadgets, this would be a useful thing for gadgeteers to know about.
I like it a lot. And you're going to now...
I'm going to now play the jingle is what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to search through my barrel of GizWiz letters.
And find one.
And there's nothing. There's absolutely, there's not one letter in there. What happened?
You don't have
there's not one letter in there.
Really?
Who's been going through my GizWiz mail barrel? I had a ton of them in there. Yeah, do you have anything?
Yeah, okay. Dick and Leo.
See, here's counts because I'm on that.
Yeah, you're on that. You're on it. Here's an idea for a future GizWiz. Putting a couple of gadgets together in interesting ways.
Okay.
For example, last night I put my StarTech video switch, which you talked about in GizWiz 221,
right,
together with a Motorola Bluetooth receiver and a Kyocera Bluetooth dongle to connect my iPod to my home stereo.
Oh.
He said, it's geeky, but it sounds great.
And it's working.
And I can hop from podcast to podcast using the iPod controls, which is a lot better than a dock. I think David Pogue, he's a guy from the New York Times, wrote about the receiver and dongle a couple of months ago. Would you guys please find a gadget that will help gizmo lovers organize the dozens of cables we have all over the house? Every once in a while, I get a gadget with a unique pin arrangement that needs its own mini USB. I'm drowning in black spaghetti. Bert Wolder, W-O-L-D-E-R. Well, you know, we talked about one thing a little time back for charges, ChargePod.
Yes.
About the size of a coaster, and it can take up to 6 dongles of different manufacturers so that you can charge 6 different devices with only using one AC outlet. So that's one thing that comes to mind, but that's all I can think of.
We'll have to put
our thinking caps on.
Maybe our research workers on.
I'll go through my stuff from CES. Maybe there's something there.
If you don't know, I don't know how I would.
Oh, come on. You're really the gadget. I'm the king of unknown technology.
So I'm the king of known technology?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. You're more mainstream and I'm basement quality. Because I remember once.
You're the budget gadget guy.
The budget. Yeah. Well, no, yeah. More budget. But I remember once on Screensavers, you said, how is it? This is back when you used to go to CES.
Right.
You said, How come I was at CES for 4 days?
I didn't see any of this crap.
I did not see anything that you found. It's because I'm in the basement.
It's true. When you go to CES, and I'm looking forward to hearing from your, you about CES. When you go to CES, you don't go to the main hall.
I don't.
You go to the side places.
What is Sony doing? What does Panasonic do?
Right.
Well, I like to know what they're doing, but I like to seek out the poor people in the cellar who go, oh,
they're so happy.
Is that a press badge? Is that a press badge?
Let me tell you about our crappy thing. No, I have to say, I'm coming around to your point of view. That's where the most interesting stuff really is.
Yeah.
Well,
you still didn't go.
So let me think about, maybe tomorrow I'll come up with an answer for you.
Okay. Very good.
On something he could use.
Very good.
I'll do some research between now and then. Dick, we will see you then. Thank you for letting me tell you about my little piddly gadget. At least it was free. I think it's the first free gadget we've ever done.
And you have to say something so I can say I'll be here.
You know, I saw a purple sweater the other day that I really liked.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.